Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls.
It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone.
Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
Scare you?
No, I always jump like that when I vacuum the living room.
Listen, Alice, Mom and Dad must have told you something about the surprise.
All they said was they were bringing home a big surprise, and we'd all get to see it when they get here.
Alice, listen, if you give me a little hint, I'll tell you a big secret.
Honey, I really don't know what it is, honest. Look, please, do me a favor. Go tell your brothers and sisters not to bother try pumping me. The well is dry. That's all right. I've just got to learn to be more touchable.
Well, we finally got home.
And just in the nick of time, too.
Something wrong?
Yes, there certainly is. You have got six children and one housekeeper dying of a disease called curiosity.
Well, I got just the cure for that.
Hey, kids, come on down. Marcia? Greg?
Care to give me a little hint?
Not particularly.
Yes, it's for all of you. The surprise is for the whole family. And if you'll hold it down to a little roar, I'm going to show you. Come on.
Come on, over here. Marty, look out the window there. Alice, you too. We're going to see the big surprise.
Voila! The surprise.
It's the big folding down kind.
Hey, we're all going to go on a great big trip to Grand Canyon.
Greg, listen, I want you to open all these bags up and make sure they're in good condition, okay?
Okay, Dan.
Gee, I can't wait to get started. Grand Canyon, wow.
Well, it's not just the canyon, Bob. You know, we can learn all about the Indian tribes that live there. Like the Havasupai, the Hopi, Hualapai, Navajo.
How'd they get such strange names?
Well, each name means something, Pete. Like Havasupai, for instance, means great people of blue-green running water.
How about my name, Dad? Does Bobby mean anything?
Yeah, it means little man with great big running mouth.
Hey, come on. Hey, come on. Let's get a little work done here.
Gee, I can't wait to get there.
Yeah, it must really be beautiful.
I want to meet the Indians and see the cabooses.
That's papooses. A caboose is the back end of a train.
Oh, I thought it was the back end of an Indian.
How's it going, girls?
We're just
fine.
Packing.
Good. And mostly sweaters and jeans. And remember, we leave bright and early in the morning.
Can we go down to the bottom of the canyon too, Mom?
Well, sure. That's the most exciting part of the trip. 1 mile straight down.
Wow.
How do we get down there?
Well, that's what makes it exciting. We ride down by mule train.
Oh, good!
Boy, what's so funny? Can you see Alice on a mule?
She won't even ride on the merry-go-round with me.
Listen, girls, I think we'd better wait for the best psychological moment to tell Alice about the mule.
When's that?
When she's sitting on it. Okay, kids, you're all set.
Come on, load up. Listen, one last check. Now, are you sure that you've taken care of every detail that you're supposed to?
Yes!
Are you positive that you haven't forgotten anything?
Yes!
Okay. Grand Canyon, here we come. I want to make that trailer camp by nightfall.
Howdy, you always fill her up, sir?
Yeah, we got a long way to go, thanks.
Good.
Hey, mister,
it's
where's
right that? Up the stairs there, little buddy.
Hey, mister.
Got one up there for you, too. Where y'all folks headed for?
Grand Canyon.
Boy, that place sure gets crowded this time of year.
Yeah.
Even the squirrels need reservations. Don't you get it? Even the squirrels need.
Yeah, we get it.
Well, we'll be camping out.
I see.
Hey, listen, is there anything interesting to see around this area?
No, not too much outside of Cactus Creek.
Cactus Creek?
Yeah, it used to be a big gold boom there. Ain't nothing but an old ghost town now. Been deserted for years.
Ghost town?
Hey, Dad, what did we stop by and look at
this?
How far is this Cactus Creek?
Well, see, straight down the highway, first dirt road turnoff, make a left, go about 20 miles.
Oh, gee, we never make the trailer camp by nightfall.
Why don't we camp out at the ghost town tonight instead?
Yeah!
What do you think, honey?
Well, if that's what everybody wants, it's okay with me.
Good.
Okay, ghost town it is.
Hi,
there you go. Don't spill that, either. Come on.
Oh. Well, let's see. With the drinks, that'll be $6.50, sir.
Okay.
Cash money, if you don't mind.
Let's see. Six?
Six, right.
50.
There we go.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate the business. All right, you kids. Now, don't let a ghost get you. So long now. Bye-bye. Have a good time.
What the heck? What the heck do we get? Hell, hell, the gang's all here. Oh, what the heck do we get? Hell, hell, the gang's all here. What?
Can we go look around, Daddy?
No, first we have to set up camp. Come on the double. Everybody pitches in.
Sure is a neat old ghost town.
I don't like that word, ghost town.
Great stagecoach robbery.
Who's gonna be the crook?
You got shifty eyes.
Marcia, Jan, Cindy.
Yeah?
You wanna be in a movie?
The great stagecoach robbery.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
I wanna be the stagecoach driver.
Okay, Bobby, climb up. Peter, you're the crook, right?
Right. That's because he got shifty eyes.
You're gonna be the first guy I shoot.
Come on, you guys, let's start the robbery.
Okay. Marcia, can I borrow your scarf?
Sure.
Marsha, so you be the new school mom who's coming into town. Jan and Cindy, two dance hall girls coming to work in the saloon.
Okay.
All right. Come on, get up into the stagecoach.
Come on, Cindy.
Hey, everybody up. And listen, stick your heads out the window.
We just get up here and sit in. Right?
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
Okay. Listen, when I say action, Peter, you run in and on your horse and stick them up.
Okay.
All right, everybody?
Yep.
Action.
Oh, stick them up, hands high.
Whoa. Bobby, you're supposed to protect the gold and your passengers. Protest.
You can't hold us up.
Pow, 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 pow.
You shoot me again and I'm going to get mad.
Bobby, you're shot. Die.
I don't want to die yet. I just started acting.
I said to die.
Okay.
Pow, pow.
Oh.
Will you die already?
Okay, everyone out and make it quick.
Oh, I'm quick.
Get their jewelry, Peter.
Give me all your jewelry. Everything, see?
Dance all girls. Flirt with him so he won't take your jewelry.
Oh, well, hello, big boy. You're kind of cute.
Okay, kids. Fred, Marcia, everybody.
Boy, that ought to raise a few ghosts around here.
We can finish the robbery after we eat.
This is really great chicken, Alice.
Mm. Oh, thank you, sir. Good. Anybody want seconds? There's plenty of fried chicken here.
No,
yeah, I have another one.
Sir, I have another one already. It's all in my teeth.
My eyes are playing tricks on me, or that chicken leg got up and walked away.
Their equipment, they plan to stay a while. Yes, sir, I wonder how they heard about my strike, huh? But it won't happen again. No, sir, I know just how to outslick them slickers. Put a big smile on your face, Bessie. And don't do nothing suspicious. There you go.
If this is a ghost town, when do we get to see the ghosts?
Oh, there aren't really any ghosts, Cindy.
Absolutely. No ghosts.
No, they call it a ghost town because that's all that's left. Just a memory of what used to be.
Howdy, folks!
Oh,
well, now, I didn't mean to frighten you. I just wanted to welcome you. Brown's my name, Zachariah T. Me and Bessie want to welcome you to Cactus Creek.
Thank you, Mr. Brown. Brady's the name. Oh. This is my wife and family and Alice.
Hi.
Hi, Mr. Brown.
Hi.
Yeah. Smells like you got away with chicken, ma'am. I ain't eaten in 3 days.
There are crumbs in your whiskers.
I ain't walked in 3 days either.
Would you care to join us in a bite, Mr. Brown?
Oh, yes, yes, just to be friendly. Well, what are you doing in these parts? We don't often see strangers.
Well, we're just passing through on our way to the Grand Canyon.
We're going to find some gold.
Kind of figured that, young man.
Were you here during the big gold boom, Mr. Brown?
Well, my granddaddy, he made the first strike, and then he built this town. I tell you the stories I could tell you that would keep you bug-eyed.
We really would love to hear some, Mr. Brown.
Well, I might be able to if I had the right kind of encouragement.
Alice, do we have any more encouragement left there?
He's got a choice. Would you like to be encouraged by the neck or the part that goes over the fence last?
You never could make decisions. I'll take both kinds of this whole thing belonged to my granddaddy. Now, this is the blacksmith for the shop here. Smithy named Murphy. Strongest man I ever saw. He used to pick up a horse under one arm and he would shoe it with the other.
You wouldn't kid a man, would you, Mr. Brown?
Oh, no. Terrible thing about Murphy. He got killed holding up a train.
Did he get shot?
No, he held it up as long as he could, and it fell on him. He landed on his caboose. You like that? Well, let's go on. I'll see you there. Now, this here's what you might call a business center. I tell you, fancy people in carriages. Oh, it was really something, I reckon, in the old days.
Is this a saloon where you used to whoop it up?
What, the saloon? Oh, yeah, we had some real window rattlers in there. I tell you, the boys would come down from the hill with a bag of gold, drinking, shooting, and gambling. Drinking, shooting, and gambling. Except on Sunday, no gambling.
Oh, that's really very touching, Mr. Brown.
I'll tell you something very few folks know. A kind of a crooked poker game in there. Jesse James went to jail for the first time in his life.
Jesse James?
Yes, sir, the one and only Jesse James.
I didn't know Jesse James was ever in this part of the country.
Mr. Brady, you going to believe me or those phony history books? I can prove it. You just follow me and I'll show you. Come on, follow me, let's go. Yes, sir, you... Can't believe everything you read in them history books. You learn the old West from one who knows it. Little girl who lived in there. Yes, sir. Jesse James. And I'll tell you something. I can prove it. Absolutely. Jesse James carved his initials right in the wall of this here jail.
Can we see it?
Of course you can see it. Here's your proof. Oh. Here you are, right in here. Yeah. Over in that cell. That's where you'll see the proof. You think I don't know what I'm talking about. Sorry, honey. Right in the cell there. That's right. You'll see the proof.
Look on the wall.
Go right over there to the cot.
We don't see
anything. No, but it's over in the lower left corner. Now, all of you, move the cot. That's it.
Hey, what are you doing?
What am I doing? Stopping you slickers from stealing my claim. That's what I'm doing.
What claim?
What claim? Gold claim.
We don't want any gold.
Sure we do, Dad.
Bobby, I'll take his word for it.
Look, Mr. Brown, I can assure you we have no interest.
Figured you put one over on Zachariah T. Brown, did you? Well, you got another thing coming. You have to get up early in the morning. Every cat is here. You better believe it.
Hey!
The car and the trailer. Hey!
Mike, do something.
Oh, Frank.
It's all right, honey. I'm sure we can break out of here. These bars must be rusted halfway through. Okay, all right, just
watch out, kids. Careful.
Well, that's pretty strong rust.
Honey, what are we gonna do? Must be a way out.
Hey, Dad, think we could use the key?
What key?
The one hanging on the post. I just noticed it.
Hey, that nutty old prospector took the key.
He did. I saw him take it.
There's two of them. One for the sheriff and one for the deputy.
Oh?
Sure. That's why it always is in westerns.
Well, that's it then. All we have to do is get the key.
I've seen a lot of cowboy movies. All we have to do is wait for our gang to ride into town and bust us out.
Oh, we don't have a gang, dum-dum.
Hey, wait a second. I once saw a western where a guy was in jail. He went over to the window and I listened for his horse.
He's off again.
He took the rope off the saddle and made a great big lasso. He went over to the bars and he tied it on.
Hey, wait a minute.
What?
I think I got it.
What?
Who's got a belt?
Well, I do, but what do you want a belt for?
To make a rope. If you can rope a steer or a horse, why not a key, huh?
Come on, higher.
Okay.
I think I got away this time.
Yeah, that's
been
bad.
Okay.
Oh!
Oh,
my God. All right. Well, we'll have to go to Plan B.
What's Plan B?
Okay, now for the big guns.
Oh, wow. Keep your fingers crossed.
Oh, that's all right. Okay. Now we're going to put those socks to use.
Boy, it's a good thing I had my purse with me. Take your time. Huh?
Hey!
Hey, that's good, right here.
But we're still stranded here, remember?
Honey, I'm going to try to walk down to the main road and see if I can't flag somebody down.
Mike, that's 20 miles from here.
Well, can't think of any other way. Besides, if it gets too hot, I'll rest during the day and walk at night.
Well, I don't like the idea, but I guess you're right.
Can I go with you, Dad? You always say nobody should hike alone.
Greg, I need a man to stay behind to watch out for the others, and I'm kind of counting on you to do that for me, okay?
Yeah, all right.
And then can I go, Dad?
You think you're up to it?
I sure am.
Okay.
I'll get you some canteens of water.
We'll be waiting, and you be careful.
I wonder if they've reached the highway yet. How long have they been gone, anyway?
20 minutes.
All right, how time flies when you're having fun.
No water, no food. What if Mike and Peter can't make it to the highway? What's going to happen to them? To all of us?
Don't miss part two of the exciting Brady Bunch Grand Canyon adventure next week at this same time.